Transition to adulthood during COVID-19, learning from Canadian youth with special health care needs and their families to foster effective transitional care interventions. Presented by Barb Galupi
and Jessica Gabors on behalf of the study team.
Youth with special health care needs are at risk for gaps in care when transitioning from pediatric to adult services. A poorly planned and unsupported transition can lead to negative care experiences, poor health outcomes, costly hospitalizations, and health and social inequities. Since it was declared in March 2020, the COVID-19 pandemic has impacted nearly every aspect of our usual ways of living and has created even more disruption for youth with special health care needs. Anecdotally, we heard from families that the pandemic had both negative and positive impacts on health and care experiences. In this patient-oriented research project, young adults, parents, and researchers have partnered to explore the impact of the pandemic on youth with special health care needs aged 16 to 24 years during their transition to adult services. In step one of this research project, we gathered information about the healthcare transition experience during the pandemic and lessons learned. 21 Canadian families were interviewed. A rapid analysis and review of literature informed the creation of a survey.
In step two, 500 Canadian families are currently being surveyed with a focus on recommendations and priorities to improve healthcare transition. For example, these are some of the potential ideas about what to stop, start, and continue based on the pandemic experiences of youth and special youth with special healthcare needs and their families. To start, physical and mental health surveillance across the lifespan with continuous primary care for youth with special healthcare needs. To stop inflexible and impractical rules about when it is time or if it is safe to transition youth with special healthcare needs to adult care, and to continue the option for virtual care to optimize accessibility and facilitate overlap between pediatric and adult care. For step three, we invite you to join us for a presentation and discussion of study findings during a Children's Healthcare Canada virtual town hall meeting that will take place on Thursday, February 8th, 2024. This meeting will be offered in both English and French. From our collaborative work to gain a richer understanding of the pandemic experience, we aim to make recommendations to help improve healthcare experiences and transitional care interventions in the future.